This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Lebanese riot police fired tear gas at demonstrators trying to break through a barrier to get to the parliament building in Beirut Saturday during a protest over the government's handling of this week's devastating explosion in the city. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
After the explosion, the fury. Lebanese riot police fired tear gas at demonstrators trying to break through a barrier to get to the parliament building in Beirut on Saturday. The protest was over the government's handling of this week's devastating explosion in the city. About 7,000 people gathered in Martyrs Square in the city centre, some throwing stones. Some protesters chanted, "The people want the fall of the regime." The blast in the port killed at least 158 people, injured 6,000, and destroyed a swathe of the city. Some residents struggling to clean up shattered homes complain the government they see as corrupt has let them down again.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. At least 9 people were killed and nearly 20 others injured Saturday in a car bomb blast at the front gate of a Somali military base in Mogadishu. Government security officials contacted by VOA have confirmed that 8 of those killed were government soldiers. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for Saturday's explosion, claiming they killed dozens of government soldiers. 1,000 red balloons colored the sky over Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday in memory of the nearly 100,000 deaths due to COVID-19 in Brazil. The NGO Rio for Peace organized the protest in the memory of COVID-19 victims and as criticism of the way the Bolsonaro government has conducted the management of the health crisis. This is VOA News. Beijing's top representative office in Hong Kong said Saturday that sanctions imposed by the United States on senior Hong Kong and Chinese officials were clowning actions that would not frighten or intimidate Chinese people. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Beijing's top representatives in Hong Kong said on Saturday that sanctions imposed by Washington on senior Hong Kong and Chinese officials were clowning actions. Separately, the Hong Kong government said the sanctions were, quote, shameless and despicable. We will not be intimidated, a government spokesman said. The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Luo Huining, the head of China's liaison office, as well as Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, and other current and former officials. Washington accuses these officials of curtailing political freedoms in the global financial hub. The sanctions freeze any U.S. assets of the officials, prohibit them from carrying out business in the country, and generally bar Americans from doing business with them. The move accelerates rapidly deteriorating Sino-U.S. ties more than a month after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation on Hong Kong.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Police say at least 18 people were killed and 123 injured when a special return flight for Indians stranded abroad because of the coronavirus skidded off a hilltop runway and cracked in two while landing Friday in heavy rain. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
Officials said among the injured, at least 15 were in critical condition. Both pilots of the Air India Express flight died, the airline said in a statement, adding that 4 cabin crew members were safe. The airline said the 2-year-old Boeing 737-800 flew from Dubai to Kozhikode, also called Calicut in Kerala, India's southernmost state. There were 174 adult passengers, 10 infants, 2 pilots and 4 cabin crew members on board. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A Venezuelan court sentenced 2 former U.S. soldiers to 20 years in prison for their role in a failed incursion aimed at ousting President Nicolas Maduro in early May. Chief Prosecutor Tariq Saab said late Friday that former Green Berets Luke Denman and Aaron Berry had admitted to participating in the May 4th operation. Denman and Berry were charged with conspiracy, terrorism, and illegal weapons trafficking. The sea incursion launched from Colombia, known as Operation Gideon, left at least 8 people dead. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.